This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it off.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
And good morning, Steve Gruber Show listeners. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve once again on this Wednesday, December 12th. All across the great state of Michigan, thanks for being with us on this fine, fine morning. Hillsdale's where I am, down in Hillsdale, Michigan, south central Michigan, I guess you'd call it, where I serve as the general manager for the student radio station here at Hillsdale College, and also teach journalism in our journalism department. It's finals week. You always know it's finals week here at Hillsdale. Two ways you know it's finals week here at Hillsdale. One is that it's quiet everywhere. The station is in this area where it's the old cafeteria, and it's now it's turned into basically a study area. It's just, you know, open space that people can use, and, you know, generally there's studying going on, but also some chatting and talking and socializing. And this week, nope, it's silent for the most part. And number two, now a good number of our students are. Attend religious services on a weekly basis here in town. And there's, you know, shuttle services to get them to and fro. But you always know it's finals week because there's just a few extra students in the pews at church in finals week, just hoping for a little bit of assistance here and there. Or, you know, just praying to do their very best. Prepare as best they can and then perform as best they can on those tests. That's how you know it's finals week here at Hillsdale. You can also find my podcast, Political Beats, up at National Review. Also tune in, Google Play, iTunes. We talk with people in and around the world of politics, not about political things, but about their favorite music, bands, artists. And that's bi-weekly. We are taping one today. It'll be out on Monday on The Clash. Just had one on Queen with Adam White, who's teaching at George Mason at the law school there, which is now the Antonin Scalia Law School at George Mason University, and also writes for a whole bunch of places, the Weekly Standard, Wall Street Journal, and he did Queen with us. This week will be The Clash, which will be out on Monday, but you can find that podcast, as I said, anywhere fine podcasts are found, I suppose, and that's a fun one. Appreciate, I actually just found out this week the listener numbers for that show. It's been 18 months, and I finally said, okay, give me the news. I don't want to ask right away because I it's low and you feel discouraged, and then I just didn't care. Do your job, right? Do your job. And so I finally asked this week. I saw the listener numbers of the podcast. Not bad. So Political Beats here on the old Steve Gruber Show today. That's the important thing. We're jam packed as always. Hour number one featuring Dan Gaynor from the Media Research Center, old buddy of mine, Tristan Cole, a state rep here in Michigan. In the Upper Peninsula, we'll talk with him in hour number one. Julie Gunlock in hour two. Dr. Bruce Hartman in hour two, author of Jesus and Company, Connecting the Lessons of the Gospel with Today's Business World. Rod Rademacher tells us what's happening all across the state of Michigan. Then in hour number three, Christine Flowers is with us, a columnist for the Inquirer in Philly and Delaware County Daily Times and elsewhere. And I just double-checked to make sure there's no typo here. I was hoping maybe John Malkovich, the actor, it's not to be, John Milkovich, an attorney, a Democratic state senator in Louisiana, and he's got a new book called Robert Mueller, Errand Boy for the New World Order. So I think, you know, right from the title, you know, some books are, you know, opaque, cryptic when you see the title. You know, what's this going to be about? Am I going to like it? This one, I think you pretty much got where he's going from the title, Robert Mueller, Errand Boy for the New World Order. John Milkovich coming up in hour three of the program. many stops along the way. A couple of things happening in Lansing we'll get to. DirecTV subscriber might be going away in its current iteration. Not anytime soon. Don't freak out, but I'll give you details on that. And coming up in a couple of minutes, we'll hear the audio and talk a bit more about the Trump-Pelosi-Schumer Oval Office meeting yesterday, which if you didn't hear the audio or hear what happened, we'll run that down. But negotiations continuing, sort of, on the budget bill and trying to avoid a shutdown, which I believe is, what, 9 days? December 21st, I think, is the date that something's got to be done by. Judging by yesterday, not all that close to hammering things out between the between the president and the soon-to-be House leader, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer in the Senate. Now, why is Chuck Schumer involved? Well, as you likely know, in the Senate, you need 60 votes. So despite the fact Republicans have, 51 right now? Is my count up 51? 53 in the new Senate, but they still need Democratic votes to move virtually anything through, except some of those judges. Thanks, Harry Reid. Those judges can sail through. What did I see the number yesterday? Was it 30 or 40 appellate court justices installed and approved since President Trump took office? Not too shabby. That's something you can hang your hat on. So we'll hear that audio coming up in just about, about 6 minutes or so. First, there was a bit of news in the Senate yesterday, and this is one of the more interesting debates I've seen recently in Washington about this criminal justice reform bill, the First Step bill. Some Republicans are in favor. A few oppose. Like, I know Tom Cotton is not a big fan of the bill, but the president's been whipping support. The president's family has been whipping support, and it looks like there will be a vote on this in the Senate before the year is out. Mitch McConnell announcing yesterday there will be a vote on the criminal justice overhaul bill. It would ease some mandatory minimum sentences for nonviolent offenders, and that'll happen sometime this month. They could begin working on it as early as this week. And that came after, McConnell said, a request by the president and some improvements to the legislation. I saw something yesterday that said that it might have 75 votes in the Senate because Democrats generally are all on board with it. And then you toss in at least a handful, if not more, Republicans who are also on board and the president whipping support for it. And all of a sudden you have the makings of a pretty important piece of legislation that's likely to pass, it appears. And I think it'll be okay in the House. This is something. Media and critics largely don't say nice things about the president. You know this. But this is one of those issues in which they're saying, hey, the president has an opportunity and is actually embracing this opportunity to get something done on a bipartisan basis. Democrats like this. Republicans think, at least some, it's a good idea. There are those opposed, but the president, this is something he is pushing, and it's something that Mitch McConnell has agreed to get on the docket and perhaps have a vote on, likely have a vote on, before the end of the year. More on that later, too. This portion brought to you by the Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947, locally owned and operated. Wolverine delivers statewide. Get your free water test today at WolverineWaterSystems.com. I'm Scott Bertram. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Sure Start 2, Culex, Durango DMA, Classic.
More than 100 crop protection products.
Enserve, Ever Pre-X.
That's what's available to you through the all-new True Choice offer from Corteva Agriscience, the agriculture division of Dow DuPont.
Approach Prima, Sonic.
It's an offer simpler than saying all these names in 60 seconds.
Trivance, Realm Q.
Just buy Pioneer brand seed and Corteva cash is immediately put into your True Choice account at your crop protection retailer. No waiting, no rebate. Then you can put that Corteva cash towards more than 100 crop protection herbicides, insecticides, fungicides, and stabilizers. And as you can hear, there are a lot of options for you.
Open Sky, Elevore.
With True Choice, the only hard part is figuring out which of these products you want.
Perfect Match, Resicor, Instinct.
Ask your local Pioneer sales representative or your crop protection retailer about True Choice. New, simple, now.
Hear that? Isn't that a beautiful sound? Well, DTE Energy is committed to keeping them safe. That's why we monitor the natural gas system 24/7, 365. Upgrade and inspect thousands of miles of neighborhood gas lines. And do over 300,000 safety inspections every year. Because to us, safety is all about your peace of mind. And it sounds like this. DTE Energy. Know your own power. While most costs keep going up, the price of natural gas has gone down. When DTE Energy's natural gas costs dropped, we lowered your rates too. We buy when costs are low and store it to keep prices stable. Overall, natural gas bills are down 30% over the last 10 years. And that should feel. Find out more at dteenergy.com/price. DTE Energy. Know your own power.